Kim, 3 points and a clean sheet. I don't think you can really ask for much more than that from a game like this.
No, it's a good bounce back. I mean, they've only been beaten twice all season, same as herself, and another clean sheet away from home. As you said, it speaks volumes for the back four, especially without Scott Smith today. I thought Mark Jones done really well. Played as a out-and-out full-back, and it suited him, and he done very well for us today. I was very pleased with him.
I think I'm right in saying you changed it very slightly, the formation. I think Liam Collins was playing more centrally, and it seemed to work quite well at the start with him getting involved with the goal.
Yeah, he did. He done really well. He was making some good runs from in to out, which is, you know, rather than making the runs down the line, he got on a good ball, done a tremendous cross, and it was a great header from Billy Mead. It was a great goal. Once that happened, of course, they were on the offensive. They went five across the middle, so we were outnumbered anyway, so we had to go back to 4-4-2, although we didn't really have anybody to play on the left-hand side. And it was a little bit disjointed, but we've got away with it, fortunately.
Second goal came from a penalty. Most people I've spoken to thought it was a bit fortunate. Any thoughts?
I couldn't really see from where I was, but if anybody needed a bit of luck, he did, you know, and I suppose he done well. He held the ball up well, took it into the box, and the referees give a penalty, you know. It's the old one again. The officials see things how they see them, and that's it.
You made three changes with quite a long time to go in the second half. Is that an indication that we really need to get people fit, and this is the only way of doing it?
It is, you know, as we've just spoke about before we come onto the tape. It's very frustrating for Greg, Safi and Mendy, Scott Steele, people that haven't been playing games, and it's just so difficult for them to get match fit. And we seem to be playing every Tuesday, and the only opportunity is a Thursday night, and obviously we wouldn't have a competitive game on a Thursday. We're Saturday only 2 days away, so it is very, very difficult, and it's frustrating. So, you know, we've just got to be patient and stick with them, and, you know, at times they look a bit rusty, and they're not, you know, particularly Greg, he's not his old self yet, but if you've been out injured for a whole season, it's just so hard to get back.
And just finally, another word for the defence. We said it's already a clean sheet, and they should have had one really on Tuesday night, and they really are playing well, aren't they?
Absolutely. It's great commitment in the defence, and Lance is included in that. He's doing really well now. He's coming off his line and getting things for us, which makes a big difference. Matt Elverson and Greg got a good understanding. Scott Smith and Stephen Ball are class players, you know, and Mark Jones come in today, and he's done a superb job. I think we've had, was it, four away games, five away games, four clean sheets or something like that, you know, and at the end, the name of the game at the end of the thing is getting points on the board. And if you're keeping clean sheets, then you've always got an opportunity to make a couple of chances and just do that. So, yeah, that's fine. Cheers.